This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor de Blasio has announced another review of New York City's troubled 911 system, this one focusing on how calls are processed and how help is dispatched. The new study was announced at the same time the City Council was holding a hearing on the issue. The hearing follows a series of reports on WNYC exposing communications errors that caused delays and other problems, sometimes with tragic results. WNYC's Bridget Bergen broke those stories with investigative reporter Robert Garrity, and she's just back from covering today's hearing. She joins us now to explain what happened. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Amy.
Mayor de Blasio announced a top-to-bottom review just last week. How is this one different?
Last week, he called a halt to any more spending on the wider multi-billion dollar upgrade of the emergency response system. They've been worried for a while about cost overruns and the fact that it's taking much longer to install the system than it was supposed to. But this new review is going to focus more on how the 911 system actually operates today. Here's a quick explanation from the mayor.
Now, what we've said today is we are additionally looking at, not that piece, the day-to-day operations of the existing 911 system with the existing technology.
And he's doing it under pressure largely from fire unions who've gone public with years of complaints about specific incidents, but also because this system is so important. You know, it's part of the public safety of the city. And so when there are questions about it, people get worried. And when there are mistakes, people can die.
How did the hearing go? This council has been pretty friendly to the de Blasio administration.
Well, the unions do have some council members who are essentially on their side and understand these issues. So today's hearing got pretty contentious. They had some tough questions for the mayor's people, which included fire and police officials and the Office of Operations and the city's technology agency. The full hearing sat there and listened to that full recording of the call from that fire at the convent in Staten Island, which WNYC uncovered last week. And some of the questions got very pointed. Here's one exchange between Councilmember Vanessa Gibson and Mindy Tarlow, the director of operations. Gibson, reacting to that call, says the 911 operator was lucky that it was a nun calling.
If that was me, I would have been cursing and going completely ballistic. She was clear. She was concise. She knew the location. She knew the cross streets. How could something like that happen?
Another council member asked another question saying, you know, his four-year-old knows when there's an emergency, you call 911, but that the child doesn't necessarily know how to answer the questions that these operators need callers to answer in order to send help where they need to.
What do council members want Mayor de Blasio to do?
What they're asking for is for an immediate change to the way the calls are processed. They don't want to wait for the 60-day review or this new review that was announced today. Right now, if you call 911 about a fire, you get an operator who works for the police department. They're supposed to get the address and other information about the nature of the incident and then conference in a fire dispatcher immediately. The fire unions say that that's just not happening on a consistent basis and that the information that's being entered in the system is often error-prone and ends up delaying response to 911 calls.
Did the administration have a response to this criticism?
The response was they're conducting a review. They're studying it. Mindy Tarlow, the director of the mayor's office of operations, said they have a pilot project that's studying the best ways to process calls. And that's the first time we've heard from the administration that their 911 review is also looking at current operations.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To hear Bridget and Robert Garrity's full series, go to our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.